23 and Yavamas continue Chavav Teves Hetav Shin Vav Lamed Vav
December 30, 1975, on Tuesday. When Rav Chisde as the kashe, so Rav Chisde tried to deduce from the deal of Reb Shimon that she is muteres. So this is the kashe. Rav Chisde shereitz l'dagit. He said to the raise shaye. Said raise shaye. Tikshel mas nisni perikame. He said the masye bisomu mais bisomu. He said the sof seiten misyaberes. So how could Rav Chisde assume that according to the Mishnah, so he said that the Raise is the Teres when it's a Mishnah Meforeshes, that even so big say it is Asur Lishya. Allah has come over Hamo, say the Vada. Yesh Lema, the Hava Amine, the Hodik Tone Shein Misya Bemes, Hayne Min Rabon. So I could say that when the Mishnah in Seite says that Sofik Seite is Asur Lishya, that's only Min Rabon. But mit reise a sofik seite is bis yabemetz aber gab die hose muchach die asire mit reise mit kommen kim kirch mich ne atzmo in lech yachlof ve eido mar pizza di darf ge mir af po di mach vel ke ob mi sit der reise u to af nach lit u ka ob sit der rabonon svoi di ich le israel is yab aber bei di seite is of exceed the chaletzes in teime in neima adem sede der abonon afilo misyabem. So the whole kashi is against Rav, because Rav says that he said has a din of an el the mashlik el we see that Rav is up to Rav menachlit ulikach. So memele it's not in, when should we say that kol b'tikn rabbonon came the reise tikin? So that is so in other words, if we say that Torah seite vada is an elvo and she's to even from chlitze, so mimele he seite the rabbonon. If he seite the reise has it in of elvo, so then he said that the Rabbonon must have a din of Elvo mit Rabbonon. The Dafke the Rav Bo, the Mashlike Elvo, he said that the Reise, up to Rav Nachlitze. So Memele, it's Mistaber, that said that the Rabbonon should be Asur Lishyav, because if he said that the Reise has a din of Elvo, so he said that the Rabbonon should have a din of Elvo mit Rabbonon. How can an elbow be the Rabbonon be misyabemes? What's the aloche gabe achis kukosei? So inu misyabemes. Why is achis kukosei inu misyabemes? Because mit Rabbonon achis kukosei is like achis ishte. So we see that where mit Rabbonon the woman is considered as an elbow, then she cannot be misyabemes. So why should say to the Rabbonon be different than achis kukosei? So that's all. Abo bahidi say it is the sofik. This Babu Bahiti Seite. So Memele, there is no raya from the Mishnah in Seite. Because the Mishnah in Seite says Chiletzes Venom is Yabemes. Seite Sofik is Chiletzes Venom is Yabemes. So you only see that the Seite Sofik is Asur. But we don't see that the Seite Sofik has a din of Elvo. Ligabiyim Chiletze. So Memele, since he's only Asur, so we can say, only a seite de reis is asur, but a seite de rabbonon is not even asur de rabbonon. In other words, we don't have to say call the tikkun rabbonon can reis the tikkun. That's not a universal principle that we always apply it. But where a seite de reis is a din of elvo, so then we know that where a woman is considered as a nelvo mit rabbonon, so then she cannot be misyabemes. The best raya is from achis kukosei. So Memele, according to Rav, that Seite, the Reise, has a din of Elvo. So Memele, Seite, the Rabbonon, Should have a din of elam mit rabbonon, just as a chis kukotzei has a din like a chis ishtei, and there's no misya bemes. But if not for av, so too the Mishnah in Seite says that he Seite sofik Seite lachakinu is tira. So it's in the misya bemes. It's in the misya bemes. But it says choletes. So that means an elam she isn't. If an elam she isn't, so memele if he Seite the raise. Is just a surah and now she isn't, so he said that the rabbanon could even be meteres. But where he said that the raise has a chalishem ervo, so mimele he said that the rabbanon must have the din of an ervo with the rabbanon, and we see that an ervo with the rabbanon is not misya bemes achis kikosei. So here too, said that the rabbanon should not be able to be misya bemes. דאַפקל רב פאר די מאשל קאב ווי זיי דער רייס און דאָ אַפ נאַך וויצ און קאב ווי זיי דער רבונן סווי די איז לייס אומ יס יאבן אבער באיי די זייט די סופיק זייט סופיק זייט גלצ איז אין טיימע אין נימא די בי סופיק אבער באיי די זייט די סופיק זייט גלצ איז אין טיימע אין נימא ווי זיי דער רבונן אַפ מיס יאבן ביקוז איטס נאָט דיס קלאוד אויף קאל די טיקן רבונן די רייס טיקן איז נאָט א יוניברסל קלאוד. Many places we don't say call the tikkun rabbonik in the raise tikkun, but where she's an elbow with rabbonon, then we definitely apply this halach, this one. Ve'ipirash rabbi Yitzchok, il rab Shimon asur v'isyam l'chatril. So in other words, so rabbi Yitzchok is chilek on what Teisa said before, because Teisa before said that rab Shimon is matir isyam mi l'chatril, because the eved. Even that an ekame is made. So now Rabbi Yitzchok says, "The Reb Shimon asur liyam lechatchile midikton eseife v'inavlad mamzer di shor liyam lechatchile pshite neavlad mamzer." So we have two shittes in this verse as to whether according to Reb Shimon she is muteres liyam lechatchile or not. All right. So this says now that according to Reb Shimon she is asur. That even Rab Shimon is made that Asur is Yam Chatchile. Ve'eit Birushalme Kerei. So in other words, another Raya that according, so one Raya that according to Rab Shimon, she's Asur is Yam Chatchile, because if she's not, if she's Muteret Chatchile is Yam, why does he have to mention in Avad Mamza? So then it goes without saying. And then another Raya from Yerushalme. Ve'eit Birushalme Kerei Lahid Rab Shimon Chlitzo Psuro. Vi moiso muteres li siabn chlitzok sheiroi upoich, so the kashe is miho di koma Reb Shimon di teres soroso di chiv in di oma biseite de reise di lavach schlitze li yidmi biseite de rabbonon ein li chlitze leheir lifte soroso. So according to Rav that seite de reise is not ibas chlitze and yidn. So mimele by seite de rabbonon the chlitze should be a chlitze psulo, and if it's a chlitze psulo it shouldn't part of the tzoros. That's all. Now this is tesis l'shitos. I mean the meforshim don't mention it, but it's we have to say that this is tesis l'shitos. Now I don't know whether you went over the tesis that you dalet from the base or he or tzoros. So Teisa says, "Oyi Yitzchos, that he dalvim beis." The small Teisa, "So Oyi Yitzchos, afal gab dichlitz apsulov, tzorich lauzer al kol achid, hayne dafke kin cholatz laachis, the wimifter otzoris, v'chein cholatz libalasaget, wimifter otzor, the hura azik, v'kol shalom, avu b'shor duchte, the afal gab diasur liyisyavim, kib mishazik o shleim o piters." So Teisa deduces from this Gemara that the Gemara says, in connection with Krushose, Shohisolish, so she's Asur. So then, Oyhi Oitzoros. So in other words, so you can give Chlitze either to the Krushesochi. So the Krushesochi, if the brother married his own Krushe, Lacha Shohisolish, Marze Krushose. So then, and then the brother died. So then, and the Editore. So chletes oyi oitzoroso. So it's mashma that if he gives chlitze to the marze koshosei, so then the tzore also becomes pure. So teitzve says the kashe aval gav di chlitze psulo tzorech larze al kol achim. So what's the kashe? So take the Teretz, when do we say Chlitza Psula? When is it considered Chlitza Psula? That's all Chlazal Kol Achim, in the case of Cholas La'achyeis, the Lifzal Ritzoris, because then there is a diminution in the Zik, in the diminution in the Zik, because if there are two sisters, the two Yivomes, are two sisters, so Mimele, there is Achis Kukose, Achis Kukose, so there is a diminution in the Zikya, because Midrabon Achis Kukose is like Achis Ishte, so the Zikya is Klisho, there is a diminution in the Zikya. Mashainke, Bamarza Kroshose, he's not allowed to be Miyabne, because of the Kalachimer, because he Bimutalo Asuro, Beotalo Kolshmu, but there is no diminution in the Zikya. It's not like Achis Kukose. It's not like Lachiz Kosei or Cholas Libalas Haget, because over there it's called Shabbat Azik. Now, the Teisves, this Teisves is really in line with what Teisves says, Dav Chovov Omud Beis. Chovov Omud Beis, the third Teisves. Uchlitzo Psulo Tzorich Larza Al Kolach. Uchlitzo Psulo Tzorich Larza Al Kolach. So, Loit Boi Shepirish Bikuntres, Tichol Eichet, So that word, Rashi Shiti is, and that's it's a very strange Rashi. Rashi Shiti is that the Gabid Aloche of Chlitze Psula Tzorch Laza Kol Achim. So what is Chlitze Psula? Any woman that one is not allowed to be miyabim, so but she requires chlitze, so since he cannot be miyabim her, so the chlitze is called the chlitze psulo. And let's say, suppose there are two yivom and one yivom, and this yivom, there are two brothers, Shimon and Levi, so Shimon is not allowed to be miyabim that woman, that yivom. So he gives a chlitze. So Mimele, she is not Muteres Lishuk until Levi also gives a chlitze. That's the halacha of chlitze psulot so tzricholaz al kolach. Levi also gives it. There are many brothers. There is Yehuda, so she has to get chlitze from Levi and Yehuda, from all the brothers. Why? Because since the chlitze is a chlitze psulot, so Mimele, chlitze by one brother is not enough. So she has to get chlitze from all the brothers. So according to Rashi, what is called chlitze psulo? Any woman who cannot be misyabemes, who is asur to be misyabemes, so it's considered chlitze psulo. So Teisves is chelik. And what's the raya? What's Teisves raya against Rashi? That the mere fact that one cannot be miyabem a certain woman is not considered chlitze psulo. So what is the raya? The raya is from our Gemara daf yudalef mubeis, because Gemara says here that. Or it's also where the Yivome is a Marzer Koshasi. So he is, because of the Kalvachemia, be Mutalosa, be Yosalo Vikolshmu, so he's not allowed to be Miyabim, and she has Itzore. So the Alochi is that he can give Chlitze either to her or to the Tzore. That means that if he gives it to her, so he doesn't have to give Chlitze to the Tzore. So it's a Raye, but it should be a Chlitze Psulo. So it's a raya that chlitze psulo is only like achis kukosi, where it's klishal is a kosi. But mashe inkein, where the woman is asuro, that's not considered chlitze psulo. But we see from this thesis another chidish. And again, on that point, Rashi is chelik. Because according to Rashi, the chlitze psulo tzrich laza al koloch achin only implies that if there are two yivomi, And one Yivome, let's say, Reuven died, and then he had only one wife, and he had two brothers, Shimon and Levi. And if it's a chlitza psulo, so then it's not enough for the Yivome to get chlitza from Shimon. She has to get chlitza from Shimon and Levi, from all the brothers. But suppose it's one Yivome and two Yivomes with its ore. So according to Rashi, so it's mashma from Rashi's Loshim. And Dafnun Omid Alev, it's mashma from Rashi's Loshim. Dafnun Omid Alev, that, and all Hashulchan pointed out, I mean, that this is Rashi Shite. So if you go over the Rashi and the Mishneh, Dafnun Omid Alev, you'll see, I mean, So Rashi's shita is that chlitz of psula, so he saw chlarza al kol achim, that if there is a chlitz of psula and there are two yivomi and one yivome, so that one yivome has to get chlitz from all the achim. But suppose there are two yivomes and one yovim, so he can still, even though the chlitz is a chlitz of psula, so he doesn't have to give a separate chlitz to the tzor. Teis v'shite is not like that. Teis v'shite is that the same aloche of chlitz of psula tzorich larza al kol achim, so chlitz of psula tzorich larza al kol atzores. That's teis v'shite. Now that teis v'shite is mentioned dafnun amid beis dibra masro. The Rashi is only deal, but the teisves is mifurish. Dibra masro, that nun on the base, the second teisves. Tzriches base git no chlitze. Liman do oma chlitze psulo tzriche la arzeya. Hoche boye base chlitzes. Vikoye name tzriches a chlitze. So that's teisves shit, mifurish. That just the tzriche chlitze psulo yitzor chlaz al kol achim, so chlitze psulo yitzor chlaz al kol ayivomis. So that's the iron we see from the teisves. Because they says that the dollar from the base says, oh, he or it's also, I would have the chlitz of psula tzor chlaz al kol achim. So what's the kashe? So according to Rashi, why is oh, he or it's also implying that if he gives a chlitz to the mouth of Koshose, so then the tzor also becomes potter. But why? Here nothing is mentioned about chlitz from the other achim. Here it's only mentioned that he doesn't give, is not required to give a separate chlitze to the tzor. He can give a chlitze to one and he patters the other. So in other words, it stays the shite. It stays the shitose. That just as chlitze psumo is so chlaz al kol achi, so chlitze psumo is so chlaz al kol atzores. So the question is, why does he say, oh, he or it's also? But he has to give chlitze to both, to he and to tzoroso. The answer is, that's not chlitze psumo. There is a nisa. Malzak Moshose. Be mutalon nesro. Be also the coach. So it's asur. But it's not a chlitza psula. Chlitza psula is like a chlitza kosei. Oi nosan lo get. So nosan lo get. So mid rabonon get has the same effect like chlitza. Now chlitza mid raisa is mafkia the zike completely. So if he gives her a get to the yivome, so it diminishes. It mitigates the zike. So maybe there is a ziko klisho. There is a diminution in the zike. So then it's all chlaza kol achim, it's all chlaza kol atzores. But Malzak Rosh Hashanah saying there is no diminution in the zike. She's asur to him. So maybe there is no halacha of tzor chlaza kol achim or tzor chlaza kol atzores. As a matter of fact, so Rashi shita is that just as we say chlitz apsula tzor chlaza kol achim, so we also say chlitz apsula tzor chlaza kol atzores. No, according to Rashi, so you only say it's a psula tzor chlaz al kol achim, but not tzor chlaz al kol atzores. And this shita is that just as we say it's a psula tzor chlaz al kol achim, so we also say it's a psula tzor chlaz al kol atzores. And the Mechaber, without mentioning the Rishayni, mentions today as something in Simen Kufayim. Look at Chlitz Reiv. Oh, Sifei, Simen Kufayim. Is a simen kufayin sifei kisheboim loitzio liman liomach litzok psulo tzricholarzer al kolachim bishnei yivomim. Why does he say liman liomach litzok psulo tzricholarzer al kolachim? Because not all the rishenim, most rishenim pasuk like the mandoma that litzok psulo tzricholarzer al kolachim, but not all the rishenim. The Raived, the Rosh, and the Raived, they pasuk that litzok psulo is even tzricholarzer al kolachim. But all the other Rishenim, Paskin, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Rambam, they all Paskin, like the Manoma, that Chlitz of Psulo is Richol Arz al Kol Achim. That's why the Mechaber uses that Loshon. Ki sheboim leitzio, liman doma Chlitz of Psulo is Richol Arz al Kol Achim, bishnei yivomim v'yivom ha'achas, tzricho chlitzo mikol echad v'echad. That's all, but not mikol ha'tzores. Then he says, v'yish mishayim e'yir, V'yesh v'sheimah, so the Biragila says that V'yesh v'sheimah is the Ramban. But it states v'shita also the same thing. Not only the Ramban. V'yesh v'sheimah, the first shita, that's Rashi shita. And the second shita is Loshon, that's the Ramban and Tesis. V'yesh v'sheimah, the whole adim b'yov mechod u'shtei yivomis. V'yosan get l'shtei, and she tzorech l'achlis l'shtei. So that's the issue in the Ramban sheet. Und man da macht nicht das Psyllor, in der Zirchelach, so auch achi, achi, du bist nicht, wo mir, wo mach, als dein Bechlitz achas. Now that is according to the Psyk of the Rosh and the Reibe, the Tchlitz of Psyllor in the Zirchelach, so hier, du bist nicht, wo mir, wo mach, als dein Bechlitz achas. Then he says, wie Rosé hiski mo Rosh. Now that is the Tchlitz of Psyllor, in der Zirchelach, so auch achi. We hold the Tchlitz in Audra. But then there is another Machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. Da Chobok, where the Tchlitz, according to Rashi, so Tchlitz of Psyllor is considered every Yivome who cannot be Misyabemes, who are sought to be Misyabemes, and according to Teisves, the fact that she cannot be Misyabemes, that doesn't make the Chlitz in the Chlitz of Psyllor. But only when there is a Zik Eklishin, when there is a diminution in the Zik. So there are more Pasmas like that. We hold the Chlitz of Psyllor Tzricho Larze, Heine she is Kukoli Kamre, Vinipse Moshe Niklisho Azike, Avo Chlitz of Psyllor Nikore, and it's Tzricho Larze. And it's Tzricho Larze. All right. Now we can go to the thesis. So thesis says, "Voi pirush Rabbi Yitzchok, your Rabshiven asur is yam lechatchile, miyutone sefer navad mamzer, di ishor liyav lechatchile pshid navad mamzer, vei birushal mekir lahid Rabshiven chlitzok psulo, vi moiso muteres li is yam, chlitzok shei roi, uporich miyot dikom Rabshiven, di teperes, roso, di chiv, di oma bisete, di reise, di lab, so there is no zike. So say that Rabbanu, we cannot say that there is no zike because after all mid-reise she is not a zete. But if mid-reise, if nisete the reise there is no zike period, so merely say to Rabbanu it's klishol ezikosa, it's klishol ezikosa be say to Rabbanu ein lichlitze leheil lifter tzeros V'chiteime mimonav shachteir v'imchshive kisrite gmure. So that's the kashe against her. Then Teisa says the kashe. So the Gemara gives the teretz. So the Gemara gives the teretz. Amin lo chano seite de reise v'at amret li seite de rabono. In other words, that even though in the seite de reise so there is no zike, but in seite de rabono there is not even klishol izikos. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. So the Makshin assumed, Rafrizde assumed, that inasmuch as he said to the Raise, so there is no ziket at all, so Mele he said to the Rabbonon, it's klishol izikos. In the same way as Nosan Getri invented. So it's klishol izikos. It's klishol izikos. So the Teretz of the Gemara is no. Amin al-Hanor seite de reise ve'at amret li seite de Rabbonon that in seite de reise there is no zike, but in seite de Rabbonon it's not even klishol ezikos. It's not even klishol ezikos. V'chiteime mimonav shachte di'im chshive ki seite gmure tzoros enam alibo yachlitze v'i lo yachshive ki seite im kein shapir potra tzoroso. So how it could imagine how could the Makshin assume that if we say like Rav, so Mimele it shouldn't part of the Tzorin because Monefsheh if it is, let's say if it had been, let's say suppose we say Kol Ditikin Rabbonon Kin Dereiseti, so in other words Mid Rabbonon it should have the same din as in Dereiset. Now suppose she had been said in Dereiset, then the Tzorin would be Mufkas of Ziki. The Tzori herself would be Mufkas Zik. So Monefshach, if we say that there is a diminution in the Zik as a result of the fact that she said the Rabbon, so to the extent that there is a diminution in the Zik, so the Tzori herself, in the Tzori too there is a diminution in the Zik. And to the extent that there is no diminution in the Zik, so then is she good part of the Torah too? That's the thesis kashi. So why did Rav Chisde say that inasmuch as Seyted Reise there is no zik at all, so mainly in Seyted Rabbonon the chlitze should not part of the Torah. But Monefsheh, let's say two kogitik karbonik in the Reise tikkun. So in other words, on the Rabbonon level, so it's the same thing as Nesete de Reise on the Reise level. But in on the Reise level, in Nesete de Reise, So there is no zike, so the tzore doesn't require any afkoe zike for chlitze. Because there is no zike, without chlitze there is no zike. So b'meile here on the rabbon level, assuming that we do say kol nitik m'rabbon ken d'raise tikkun. So at the rabbon level, so it means that the tzore doesn't require any chlitze. And on the d'raise level, there is no afkoe zike. So b'meile Rav Shimon can say, puter esor also. So what was the svore of Rav Chisda? V'ritei m'mon amshach teyo. V'im chshive kiseite gmure, tzoroso namo lebayich litze. V'iloi chshive kiseite, im kein, shape poto tzoroso. V'nistabo lelashas, v'chidin didam yeliseite deraise, chlitzoso kemandelese, v'in lo lifta tzoroso. That was Rav Chisda's svore. But when the tarzen, when the gemore gives the teretz, kosova kol, when you walk in the Teretz, Amina Lochano, Seite de Raise, Viat Amrat, we Seite de Rabbonon, so what's the Pshat? But there is a cloud of Chlitz of Psulo, Isorich Lazar al Kolachim, and according to Teise, so it also means Sorich Lazar al Kolachores, so when the Chlitz is a Chlitz of Psulo, so then it doesn't pattern the Tzore, the Chlitz in one doesn't pattern the Tzore, and according to Teise, it applies to every case where not to every Yivome that is a soul is Yavim, but to every Yivome in whom there is a Zike cliche. In other words, a diminution of the Zike. And here too, it's seen according to Rav that Seite the Rai said there is no Zike at all. So Mimele, in the Seite the Rabbonon, there should be a Zike cliche. So then, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. What Teisa says, Mimonev Shachteil. So Teisus gives the Teretz that Mistabul Hashas the Chibin Didam Leseidet Raisek Oloskman Doese. That was the Svore of the Makshin. But the Teretz of the Gemara is what Teisus said in the Kashin. So true, Chlitze Psulo, if there is a diminution in the Zike, if there is a diminution in the Zike, so then it's Tzorech Larzer Al Kol HaTzores. But here we cannot apply this Alochem because here we have a Mimonavshah. Because in the Seite Deraise there is no zik at all. There's no zik at all, so she doesn't require chlitz. So Memele here when the Seite Derabon, so we cannot say tzrich olarze al karatzores, because here we say mimonavshech. From the point of view of the Deraise, so there is no diminution of the zikhe. From the point of view of the Rabbonon, so Memele we can say she doesn't even require any chlitz. So Memele once a chlitze was given, so mainly patas the tzore because of the zike deraise. And as far as the rabbonon is concerned, so she doesn't require any chlitze. So that is really the pshat in the teretz of the gemara. All right. We have a seite shel ister. חכמים אומרים, אך הזו ואך הזו אסורו, למען הוא יקיים. אך הריות מורו לרבי סייטה של ניסטרו. ומי ניסטרו, זו גמור, זה תרץ, מי ניסטרו ניבו. לרבי סייטה של ניסטרו. ואם תאים הרוויכם אף כרבונון, חו מפשטי. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Ben Kippur, this love is referenced exclusively to Marzik Roshos. But according to Rabbonon, it is referenced to Ishishishe Zinso. So it's a zinso, but the pashtes aloshin. The pashtes aloshin is achrei asher hoyso liish. Lo yuchal baylo rishin asher shilcho. לא שוב לקחתו לי יש לו לאישו אחרי אשר הוא תמו. So אשר שילחו, I mean, so that means it is reference to מרזק ושעשי וישלים עדו מסתבל למקרה תומה לנישוי התחושה כיוון דיבלוס היתרי. So since the Torah employs the expression אחרי אשר הוא תמו, and the מרזק ושעשי, so when she married someone else it was not תומה, because she was allowed to get married to someone else. So obviously, so from the judicial mikro itself, we can deduce that this love has reference to two situations. One situation is Marzik Roshosei Achashe Shemisol Acher, and also Ishishishes is that is Asur. So the Gemara says that even though the Paraisa mentions the Rabbi Seita Shemistero, but it doesn't have reference to Iseita Sofik Lachakinu Istere, but it has reference to Iseita Vada and my Mistero Niva. Oh, Vim Tema, so Tesa says the Kashi. Vim Tema, Kibn Lixiv Lal Viseite Sofik, Amayoma Viseite, Bimbole, or Bible Biderech, like. So why do we say that since there is no love, so the Gemara says, my Mister or Nivolo, the Rabbi Seita Shemister, so it means Nivolo. So there is no law. So why does the Gemara say by Seite Lachakinu Istire before my Mamori in Bol the Bailo B'derech is like it? But there is no law. V'yesh leima de lechumre osa akosu sokir kir vaday ki de parishes leim. Sokir. Now, so it's mashma from this day's verse that if a bar is bob and I say to Sofik Lachakinu Istire, so it's Chayu Malkis. So it's Chayu Malkis. So he says, Yulichum Reosa Akosub Sofik Vadai. So we made it true that the love applies only to Nibal. But since she's a Sofik, she's Sofik Zinso, so we made it the same love applies. That's the Sashite. Rambam in Chazgirash in Perich Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud Vei is Halacha Yud Gimel and Halacha Yud Aleph. So he said as follows. Ham gare ish es ishte v'nizkacho l'acher af al pi shalo ibo halo nesro arish. Even though the acher is ibo halo. V'im herzir arish in ibo halo leike v'keif in eisil heitzi shenem al yuchal bailo arish. That's Halacha Yud Vei. Then Halacha Yud Gimel, so in Halacha Yud Vei he mentions the Yisea, the Lav, Rigabe, Migaris, the Sishtim, and Skashalach. Now then, Halacha Yud Gimel, he mentioned the same Lav, Rigabe, is Yishisha Zinso. Zinso in Macher, Kishi, Rusho, Muteres Lav, the Bible, Shenema, the Yotso, maybe that's the Halacha Yud Aleph, he mentioned the same thing. Muteres Lav, the Bible, Shenema, the Yotso, maybe it's the Halacha Yud Aleph, Shachar. Have Yotso, maybe Shachar, she Yagdushin, he she Yisera, say so, or Bible, Lazo. Uvichlau, Abze, then Halacha Yud Aleph says, ובכלל אב זה שכל אישו שזינסו תחס בי לו נסחו לו ולא יקרו לו שנמה אחרי אשר הוא תעמו והרי נתניו אלו אם כן הוא איסו איסו שישרו יוק שמנס so he says if she is a seite vadai so then there is malkis but then he says לפיכוך כל אישו שנסחו על בי לו על ביקין הוא הסתירה אם בועה לאיסו מה כן איסו מחס מלכוס so the Rambam distinguishes between Isaita Vadai and they say the Sofik. So we got visit in Vadai, Bole, Bailo, Lachashazin, so then it's Chayv Malkis. But we got visit the Sofik, he only makes mouths. Only makes mouths. So, but we see that he's the Shite, in other words, so how does the Rambam explain the Gemara in Seite in Bole, Bailo, Biderech? And that is reference to Seite Sofik. Leike doesn't mean Malkis, it means makes mouths. It means makes mouths. But Teisves is chilik and Rambam. So we see that there is a machlekes between Teisves and Rambam, whether there is malkes in Seite Sofik. Now, the Ramagid Mishneh, Umashe Kosov, Umenasuge Azum Ashma, Vechei Rashim, Loinibol, Vadai, Eim Lab, Afol Pishen Nistra Hakim, Umashe Kosov, ומה שקוסו במסך הסייטה שנבוא לאופי לו בדרך ליקה פירש רבינו ליקה מקס מרוס תיכול זמן שלו יזין צו ודאי נליקה עליו מלכס גומו מסוף זה דיידי אבל הרש בו קוסף כאן ביבומס ומי הוא אפילו סייטה סופי כל עליו בלאב דו אמרינן בסייטה דינבור עליה בדרך ליקה ביטיימא דמילסה משום דו אמרינן הוסו מגד לך הכוסוב שהסופיק אסור כוודאי ותעס רבינו שאף על פי שאסור מסופיק אין מעבר לו בלב גום זה סמגד משת סוגר זה מחלקת נאו כסף משנה היא מנשן סמגד משנה עם פרק א' עם פרק א' הופיך לסיסורי בי so the מגד משנה says that according to the רמב״ם according to the רמב״ם so even they say to ודאי so if בו לאו ביילו there is no מלכס but according to רבונו לפבייסי בן קיפר that is included in the פוסיק of ויוחל ביילו רישיין אשר שיל חולו של לקחתו So there should be Malkes. So the Magid Mishne says in Pirkei Sura Bie that according to the Rambam, it's not the Ik since the Ikalav has reference to Marzik Roshosei Laacha Shenisays Vigir Shobai Lasheni or Misalmi No Mebal Lasheni. So Mimele and the Yiser of Ishishishes Zinso or Seite Vadai. Is only deduced through it Roshe, so Mimele Malkes there isn't because it's like a lav shebecholos. This is what the Magid Mishneh says in the Chesis Surah Bie. Now, so the Kesef Mishneh points out the stire between the Magid Mishneh and the Chesis Surah Bie and the Magid Mishneh here. Over there in the Chesis Surah Bie says that the Rambam Shite is that there is no Malkes. There is no Malkes. Surah Bie says that there is no Malkes even by Sita Vadai. And here the Magid Mishneh says, that according to the Rambam only by Sita Vadai there is Malkes but by Sita Sofik not like the Rashba that even by Sita Sofik there is Malkes so there is a stir in the Magid Mishneh so the Kesef Mishneh gives it Teretz I mean and that reconciles the two Magid Mishnehs so he says that according to the Magid Mishneh when does the Rambam say that there is Malkes by Sita Vadai only if an Ishishish was Mizaneh and then the husband divorced her and then he remarried her so then there is Malkes Mashein Kein if an Ishishish if Ishishish was Mizaneh he didn't divorce her and he was Boaleo then he is not Chayim Malkes why? This is what the Kesef Mishneh says V'yesh Mishetira it's the second line from the end of the Kesef Mishneh there ויש מי שתירס דיבר רבינו שמסה קוסם רבינו שלויקה הנדפקי כשהגיר שו והרזירו והקר בו עליו כי גמר זה קרושו סי אחר שנזכת של האחר וזו עם גיר שו והרזירו אף על פי שלא נזכת של האחר לא יקלל דחי אמרינו נאחרי אשר תמו לרבי סייטה שניסטרו הרי שנקרו כהה וקוסם פלסית בקריסוס ויוכל בעילו לא שבליקחתו אם הוא יסו וישחר so וכן אף על פי של הויסו לשחר אם הוא מותחת וגיר שלו יהיו חלושים לקחת ואש מיך הדין זה לב שבכלול איש שאין כאן אלא לב אחד שלו יחר זה לקושו סי אם הויסו לשחר now so but the Rambam says and we have to say that in the Rambam but the Rambam says ובכלל לב זה שכל אישו שזיו סותח אז בי לו נסרו עלו ולא יקורל שנמר אחר השויתם so וערינית מיות So the Rambam says, "Uvichlal lav ze shekol yisho shezin sotachas baylo nesro alov v'lei koler." So it's mashma, even if he's not girsho and erzio, without girsho. So how can we say that only if it is zinso and girsho, and so then he's not allowed? So then mitzad that lav, he's not allowed. He's not allowed to be marzer. The Rambam is mifuresh that the uchlal lav ze shekol yisho shezin sotach as bayla nesra olay so the pshat in the Kesef Mishneh the Magid Mishneh is because the Rambam has a klal that if let's say there are two yisurim nichlal in one lav but one yisir is implicit in the traditional mikro the other yisir is not implicit in the traditional mikro It's not implicit in the traditional mikro, but it's deduced from the midrash atel and drashes ben. So mimele legabei the iser that is deduced to the midrash atel and drashes ben, which is not implicit in the traditional mikro, so it's considered lavshe becholos and there is no malchus. Mashein kein the iser that is implicit in the traditional mikro, so there is malchus. For example, v'seichol adam. So there are many surim included in Lisech Ladam. First of all, this is the Azore for the Bezeo Meire. What Bezeo Meire, let's say, if he steals from Ovi, from Mimei, and then he buys wine and meat and eats it in together with hoodlums, have diluted, have undiluted. So that's the first Tachile, so he gets Malchus. So where is the Azore? Lone Shakosinit in Izia? Lisech Ladam. So for that Yisra of Achilas Beseir Omeire, there is Malchus. But then Sanhedrin Shoroges Hanefesh Asur Lechut Kolkayeg Hoichel Nabeimo Kedit Zitzi Nafsho after Shchite, but is the Behemo is still Mifacheses and he cuts off the leg of the Behemo while the Behemo is still Mifacheses after Shchite, so there is no Yisra of Yerom Nachai, but is ever an Yisra if he eats at while the Behemo is still alive, so he's either a Nisar of Lesechu Ladav. So all these are droshes mures, not as malchus. And still there is no malchus. So, but for Achilles Mesir Meire, there is malchus. So the Rambam says the Pshutishon Mikro has reference to Achilles Mesir Meire. And the other Surim are deduced to the droshes. So mainly it is Ligami, the other Surim is considered a Lavshe Becholos. The same thing, the Rambam says, Lidabe Lisashri is the same thing. So if one chops down a tree, Derechef said, so we give it a lahav, and it's high mouth. Suppose he's Kirei Akim Hamosei, Sheba Kirei Hamosei, and he has said, just waits in his own property, if he intentionally breaks it. His own property, so he's even a lahav. But Malchus there isn't. So the Rambam says in Sivar Mitzvahs, why? Because Pshutish of Mikro has reference to Eitzmah, with Sashkaz Eitzmah. But the Chachomim deduce from that an Iser against every kind of Hefzed, every intentional Hefzed of Mome. So Mome, Ligabe, other Hefzed of Mome, not Eitzmah, so it's considered the Lashe Becholos. So Mome, you see, the pshat in the Rambam, in the Mishnah, Magen Mishnah, is in line with what Tesis says. The first Tesis. But I deliberately cover this Tesis because I couldn't understand this without the other Tesis. V'yeis kum adulay mistabalay mi'mikre tumal in suyin kusho kibin di belos ha'atari. So what was that as Tasha? At the very answer. V'yitema. 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 The Pashte the Kroh, the Mars of Roshosix. So what kind of a Kashi? Why doesn't Tesis direct this kind of Kashi against all Droshes of Chazal? I mean, so many Droshes in the Gemara. So Pashte the Kroh, from the point of view of Pashte the Kroh, it has referenced something else and still to the Droshe. Why all of a sudden here, Tesis raised such a question? So the answer is, state the reason as to why Tesis raised that question. Tesis was not bothered by the fact that in addition to the Isra that is implicit in the traditional Isra, there is another Isra. I mean, so many examples of that. But Tesis was bothered by the fact that we see from the Gemara that there is no case for Ishishis of Mitzvah. If he bows with his wife, who was Mizami, so he's Chayav Malchus. Now, why is Chayav Malchus the Pashti Dikro of the Pasik? The reference to what? So it's true that the Chomim Darshan from the Pasik from the Nisar against the Jesus of Mitzvah. So it's not the Jesus of Rav Shem Echoles, there's a Malchus, and there is a Malchus. So the stasis know, maybe in a Hanach, it's not the Malchus, just the Nisar, it's the Jesus of Mitzvah, but it's the Jesus of Mitzvah, it's the Jesus of Mitzvah, it's the Vadai, there is no Pasuk. So the Raya here, because the Gemara in front of the first ball or by the Gemara like it. So the Gemara is assumed that Loi Tidak is not Makas Malchus. What means Malchus, real Malchus? So, philosophic, real Malchus. Allah, this is the swipe by the Gemara. The reason why, because also Akosu, so think, Kibat, Lichumre, so you, Dim Chayu Malchus, you have to treat them. So, Shmai is Galia that you have to treat them. But, because we don't know the Twitter is right. So we may learn, but the whole process is the word that there is no process in the Vada. So this is Kashi was, Kashi the call, his reference, this only call certain reference to Kashi Nisi. As the Lacher, the Tzimu says, Lo Yuchta, Lo Yuchta, Lo Yuchta, Lo Yuchta, but here, we are at the Nisa of Marzak or Sefer Nisa is in the Nisa of the Nisa of the Nisa of the is deduced from the Nisa. The Nisa of the Nisa is also in the Nisa of the Nisa. Because from the view of Nisa, the expression of the Asher Utamo doesn't make sense. In the Torah, reference to just the first we call without us. The punish of it. In other words, when you translate this passage, how would you say after she was the first? What does it mean after she was the first? After she remarried, then that's not the first. She was the first that married another man. Not in the Torah. Obviously, there is no chachas in the Jewish mikra that the Torah has reference to two situations. One situation of the Kroshos and the expression of the Tamo does not relate
to the situation because there is no self which she is allowed to be married. After she was divorced from her husband, she is allowed to marry someone else. So the expression of words, so it can be divorced from the judicial mikvah, goes to droshes of the midrash atir and droshes. That the mikvah, but the mikvah itself is different to two situations. So mimele to both situations. So mimele it's not a lafshi b'chomos. When is it lafshi b'chomos? If the second book there is not included in the judicial mikvah, but it's produced in the midrash atir and droshes. So this is that the judicial mikro is implicit to Yisur in the judicial mikro. Another of Shishazin so period. Not Afkei Shishazin so the Yisur and then. So in this area, no, this is insult. So in Mele, there is no case in everything. Whenever the bar is parallel, I'll each day she's insult. After she was Mizami. And even though he wasn't Migarisher and remarried, so he's higher mountains, because it's not the Shibicholis. Machine to Rambam, the Rambam holds as follows. The Rambam also agrees with what Teisa says in the first day of the parents, in the first days of Santach. In the Mistabel in Mikra Tumor, you see in Krusha, in the Biloso Heteri. So he says that in the judicial Mikra itself is implicit and Nisa, not only against Marzik Hasatei, but also against Ishtun Tezinso. Because the expression Achyashel Tamor, the judicial Mikra of this expression, put a reference to Marzik HaShasei, there is no Utamor there. So, it has reference. So this, the judicial mikro of this expression, Achri HaShem Tamor, has reference to Yishtun Tezinso. But, according to the Rambam, so the judicial mikro has reference to two situations. But only in case he divorced. And then he remarried. The judicial mikro. So in other words, so the Yuchal Baro Rishin HaShem Shilch, in other words, that is very much in consonance with the judicial mikro, because the Torah says the yuchal b'ilo rishin asher shilcha. In other words, he was migarisher. So in other words, he was migarisher. Either he was migarisher, he just was migarisher. Not that she was mizane, he was migarisher. And then she married someone else, and that other person either died or he divorced her. So then, is liyuchabalo rishon asher shilcholosh lekachto, and he also has reference. The judicial mikro has reference another situation where his wife was mizane, and he divorced her, and then he's not allowed to remarry her. But through the midrash atir and droshes, then we deduce that even if he didn't divorce her, he is still asur lavayale. But that's not implicit in the judicial mikro, because the judicial mikro speaks of a case of shilcho. This judicial mikro doesn't speak of a case of not shilcho. So mimele, ligame the case where he didn't divorce her, it's a lafshi b'choles. So there is no malchus. So in other words, so Rashi, the Rambam and Teisves operate in the same wonders, except that according to Teisves, So both situations under all circumstances are implicit in the judicial mikro, and according to the Rambam, so what is implicit in the judicial mikro? Only Ishishisha Zinso of the Gilsho. But Ishishisha Zinso of the Loi Gilsho is not implicit in the judicial mikro, but it's Nichlal in Isser, because of the Droshes, Midrash Atir and Droshes Ben. So maybe it's Lashu Becholes, so there is no Malkis. Now, Havaya Vishes Ksivo, Pirish Bikuntres, Tahui Yonah the Marzik Roshosiksi, Vitame, the Pshit the Marzik Roshosi Ayavikro, Bafir Rabon with Trigger, Vinir Rashbo, the Forage, the Havaya Vishes Ksivo Perush,
הוא תמו תחציב ויוחד בא לו הראשנה אשר שיעור חולו של לקחתו לי יש לי שאחר אשר תמו אל מי במר זה קושו סעירה דאחר אשר הוא תמו לי יש לי שקורא די בסייטר נשאי חווי וישס שערי לגיר שמר
June, you've almost called this Davis 8th optional above January 1st, 1976, Thursday.
Rambam Birgvov Milchus Chlitza Aloch Yutes says Isho Shezin Sotachas Bailo Birotinu Veidim Umeis Kedem Sheigar Sheno Vinofal Lifnei Yovm Harei Pturo Isho Shezin Sotachas Bailo Birotinu Veidim Umeis Kedem Sheigar Sheno Vinofal Lifnei Yovm Harei Pturo Minachlitzim Hayiv וכן צרוסו כאילו הוא ישראל ועל היום מפני שתומו כסיבו בקהריה שנמה וניתמיו אבל סייטה שמייס בי לו כדי שישכנו מהמורית או שאינו בסיוע ובסגירשן הרי זה חלצס ולא עם מסייבנס ואם הוא ישראל צור הרי צרוסו בטרס וחלצס או עם מסייבנס. Now I suppose you look through the Reb Chaim on it. Now, so the Rambam paskens l'gabi seite sofi that the tzore is chiletzes oy misyabemes. Now the question that is raised against the Rambam, if he seite vada is asuro, so if tzora seite vada is asuro, so how can a seite sofi be muteres l'isyab? Maybe she is a seite vada. If she was misane, so she is a seite. So then she's asuro, so there is an iser of ishesach. How can she be misyabemes? That's the question. So the teretz of Reb Chaim is that raglayim l'dovo sharekino lo v'nistero doesn't mean is not just a mildaum. That it's a real sofik, and it's even korev levadai that she was mizan. The raya is there is one mandoma who says that baal shemochal kinuyov. So is moch, even after stira, if it had been a plain miladalme that raglayim l'dovosh harekino lo v'nistero, so it's a real sofik, and it's even korev levadai that she was mizane. So how could the baal's michile be effective? It's korev levadai that she was mizane. So what if he's meichel? Suppose he said the vadai the baal would be meichel, would she be muteres to him? Of course not. So by Seite Sofik, how can he be Mechel? So we see that in view of the fact that there is a loche of Malkin al Yichud bin Yisrin al Yichud, so Mimele, when the Nishishish is Misiachedes, so then it's not even considered as a Sophic Zinso, because she is Becheska Shaloi Zinso. But there is a special Xerosakosu of Kinu Stire. So Mimele, what Mandoma says, that if the Baal is Meichel, so Mimele, that is Mafkia the Kinu, so it's like an Ishishish who is Misiachedes without Kinu. So Mimele, she is not even considered as a Sophic Zinso. So, but there is a special Zelsak also that an Ishishish, Lach, Akinu, Istire, so then it's considered Sophic Zinso, and also Akosub Sophic Vadai. So the Aloha of Akosub Sophic Vadai is only Ligabe the Iser of Initmio. Mashein can Ligabe the Aloha of Tumok Sibika Rayes. So, there is no aloche of kinu istire. Kinu istire, the exosakosu of kinu istire apply only to the iser libaylo, the iser v'nitmi of libaylo. But ligavi the aloche that a seite is elvo in connection with yib mechlitze. So kinu istire is not effective. So mimele only when there is vada is inso. But if there is, by in the case of a seite that was misiachedes with the men after kinu, so it's not even considered sophic seite. So mimele, she is not even a sophic yavo. If she is not a sophic yavo, so the tzore is choletzes or misiachedes. And we could explain the Rav Chaim on the basis of what Tosfos says in one lashon and the Rosh, that the aloha of Tumak Sivik Arayas is only applies to the love of Seite, but not to the Yisarese of Enitmio. And so the Mele and the Shidis Arambam is, that the Seite Lahakinu Istire in Bol or Bailo, so is not like it. And when the Gemara says Davov, in Seite that Bol Bailo Baderach is like it, so it only means Makas Mardus. I mean, Tesis it is the contrary, but there is the Shita of the Rosh and one Roshan in Tesis that the Aloha of Tumok Sivok Arayis is only based upon the love of Tume, not upon the Ese of Tume. And the Shita Sarambam is that by Seite Lachakinu Ustire there is no love, there is only an essay. So Mimele, the reason as to why she's not considered an elbow, because according to the Rambam, the Rambam agrees with the Shite of the Rosh and one Rosh in Tesves that Tumok Sivik Arayas is based upon the Isa Lab, not upon the Isa Rese. And the Shite of the Rambam is that by Seite Lachakinu Istire, by Seite Sofik, there is no Lab. So Mimele, the Aloch of Tumok Sivik Arayas doesn't apply. But then the question is true that by Seite Sofik as such there is no halacha of Tumak Sivik Arayis, but since there is a Sofik Zinso, so maybe she was Mizane, so she is a Seite Vadai, so then the love applies to her, so then she should be considered an Elvo. So Reb Chaim says that in as much as there is a halacha of Malkin al Yichud bin Yisrin al Yichud, so Yichud doesn't even establish a Sofik, but here there is a special aloche that there is a Sofik. So that Sofik, and that Sofik is Kivadai. So that special aloche that there is a Sofik only applies to the Yisarese or the Nitmio, but it doesn't apply to the Yisalav. So vis-a-vis the Lav, there is not even a Sofik. We apply vis-a-vis the Lav, we apply the aloche of Malkin al Yichud bin Yisrin al Yichud. So Mimele, she is not even considered as Sophic Zinso. So she is not even an Elvo Misophic. So it's Chiletzes Veloy Misyamenes. There's a Shidas Rambam. Now, the Loshen Rambam is very strange. Rav Chaim doesn't discuss that. Rav Chaim only discusses the part of the Rambam that says, Harizu Chiletzes, that Harizu Tzoreses, Harizu Tzoroso Muteres, Vichiletzes Veloy Misyamenes. Now, but the Lashon HaRambam at the beginning of Halacha Yutes is very strange. The Rambam says אישו שזימסו תחס בילו בירוצינו ועידים ומייס קדם שיגרשנו ונופף לו לפני יבן הרי היפטורו מן החליצה ומן היו. What is the Rambam inject? Umeis kedem sheigashenu. Lafuke what? Isha shezim sotachas bailo berotzen uveidi umei uvegirei vigirsho v'rakach meis. So naturally, I mean, so then the whole problem doesn't arise. If it's isha shezim sotachas bailo berotzen uveidi uvegirsho v'rakach meis vigirsho v'rakach meis. She's not the fellas with the Yidin, so there is no problem. So why does the Rambam have to mention Umeis Kedem Shiyigashem? It's very strange. And the Rambam was a very big daitin in his Loshen. So why did he say Umeis Kedem Shiyigashem? Of course, if it's Isho Shezin Sotachas Bailo Birotzeinu Veidim Vigirsho Vakach Meis, so there is no Yidin. There is no Yidin. What did the Rambam... What was the purpose of this expression, Kedem Sheyigashem? What's the purpose of this expression? Of this expression. So, someone told me that he heard orally from the Ratzova. He heard that what the Rambam means is Isho Shezinso Tachas Bailo Birotzeinu Veidim Ulmeis Kedem Sheyigashenu. ונופלו לפני יובם, הרי פטור המנחליץ הם נאיבם, להפוקה a case if a woman was married to a certain man. Let's say a woman was married, Rochel was married to Ruben, and she was Mizane Birotz, and Beide. He was Migarisha. He had to be Migarisha, that's the thing. And then he remarried her. He was not allowed to remarry her, but he remarried her anyway. And Dushni Stefes, Hakel made him that by Satis of Dushni Stefes. And he remarried her, and then in the second marriage, so she wasn't Mizani. And then he died. So there is him. So in such a case, but she was Asur Lebailo anyway, because of this news in the first marriage. In the first marriage, so Mimele, she would not be Pturo Minachlitz. This aloha of Pturo Minachlitz and Raivim wouldn't apply. In other words, when do we say Tumok Sivika Rayes only if she was Nefelesli, if she became Asuro in the Ishes from which he was Nifelis. But if Reuven was married to Rochel, and Rochel was Mizane, and Birotz Beidi, she became Asura, and Reuven was Migarisha, and then he remarried her. He was not allowed to remarry her, but he remarried her anyway. And in the second marriage, in the second Ishes, she wasn't Mizane. So Mimele, and then he died. So then she's not an elva to the Yovim to share. When is the aloche of Tumoksiv Boke Arayes? Tumoksiv Boke Arayes, that is only if she was Nifeles, if she was Mizane in the Ishes, from which Ishes she was Nifeles to the Yovim. But if she was Mizane in the previous Ishes, And then from that Ishes there is no Zikin, because there was Geirish. That the first Ishes terminated in Geirish, and then so the Zikin emanated from the second Ishes, but she wasn't Mizanet in the second Ishes, so maybe she is not an elf. That's a remarkable pshat in the Rambam. Isha shezin sotachas bailo birotzein uveidim umeis kedim sheigarsheno lafuke. If it would be a case where Girsho v'hakach nises and then meis, so then even though she was still asura to the husband, because when he remarried her b'yiseh, but the aloha of tumok sivak harayis wouldn't apply. All right, Rachova answered certain kasha, I mean, but that's not important for our purpose. But the pshat in the Rambam is remarkable. So you see, I mean, what kind of daitin the Rambam was now, and it's mistaba like that. I mean, even the Rambam didn't say it, it's mistaba like that, because the halacha now. There is a kasha that is raised by many. Now, the Rav says, "Tzora seita asur, tumoksid karayis." So, meila the same aloche that applies to all the other arayis, to bitei chameisei, yachisishirei, eim chameisei, kalosei, applies to same. But the question that is raised is, all these arayas mentioned in the Mishnah, there's a spot noshim that are patris or isayin. So the woman is an erva to whom? She is an erva to the yov, let's say, bitter. Reuven and Moshe are two brothers. And Reuven was married to Sora Basosha. And he had another wife. And then Reuven died. So Sorach is Nifeles. So to whom is Sorach an Erva? To Reuven. She was not an Erva to Reuven. She was Basochiv. She was Muteres Liligamre. But she's an Erva to the Yom. Mashein kein seite, all right, we say, Tumoksid bekarayes. So that means that there is. That the iser of Seiter Libailo is an iser erva, insofar as even Mechlitza is concerned. So it's considered like an iser erva. But what shayches does it have to the tesvov arayas of the Mishnah? I think I mentioned that at the beginning of Yevamos. So in the tesvov arayas of the Mishnah, so every one of the arayas is an erva to the Yom. Not to the Baal Hameis, to the Ochiv Hameis. And here, to Moksivika Arayes, so she is an Ervo to the Yom, to the Baal, not to the Yom. The answer is because the Gemore in Seite, I think I mentioned it at the beginning. Rove says, when the Gemara has the kashe, but the Gabi said the sofik, let her be Miss Yabemes. So Rav Yisef says, Yotzom me beis loch zisha achel, isha achel lo yov. And Rove says, Kal vachemer, in nesro bimuta lo, biosa lo likolsh. Biosa lo likolsh. So that means that a seite, so just as she is oser to the Baal, because of Liuchel Baal or Rishen, so the same Isa applies to the Yom too, and it's not a new Isa, an Isa of Kalvachema. It's an Isa Kalvachema. The Kalvachema tells us that the same Isa that applied to the Baal applies to the Yom. I mean, that's mentioned in the Miri, I think. Seiter Adois, I don't know, you probably have a different. There are some shinuim, I mean, in the text. But here it's page 57. Seite vadois hosleima, shezin so bivada itachas bailo, birotim vimezi, hadova yodua, sheasuro lebailo, vizboye, she meis abao, kidin sheikarsheno. Again, she made, so the Miri also emphasizes the Rambam's expression. Apparently, I mean, they had a purpose, they deliberately emphasized that. She meis abao, kidin sheikarsheno, asuro yob mikavacheima. Why did the Miri mention this Kalvachemer? The answer is the Miri was also baffled by this difficulty. There's so many ways against the Gemara of Rav. So what chayches does it have to all the other arayas that are mentioned in the Mishnah? Each and every one of the arayas mentioned in the Mishnah shows she's an elbow to the yog. But here, to Maximik arayas, alright, fine. So she's an elbow to the Baal. but not in the Yovim. So then it's a new aloche. It's nothing to do with the aloche of the Svov Noshin Petra. So he's saying the answer is because Rav knew of Rav Eskal Vachema. Rav also knew of Rav Eskal Vachema. Otherwise, the whole Zeres HaKosov of Tumut Zvikarayas wouldn't have any meaning without the Kalvachema of Rav. So because of Rav Eskal Vachema, in Neschal Vimutalov, Asalikul Koshu. So that means that they say to just that she is Asura on the husband, she is Asura on the Yom Tu, and he's the same Isa. Because of this Kalvachema, so the same love of Yuchul Bailo or Rishe that applies to the Baal, so the same love applies to Yom Tu. So Mimele, and we have two Moksivik Arayes that the Isa Seite is an Isa of Ervo, insofar as Ziki is concerned. So Mimele, she's an Ervo to the Yom Tu. Because the same Isa, Munefshech, if she's an Ervo, Ligabi the Baal, so she's an Ervo, Ligabi the Yom. And so that's why the Biri emphasized the Rosh Naramba. Vizboye, she may sa Baal, Kedem she igarsheno, Asuro li Yom mikal vachemia. Because when can we apply the Kalvachemia? The Pshat in the Kalvachemia is, because Yivn, in a certain sense, is a hemshech of the ishes of the deceased bride. So in other words, it's a hemshech of the ishes of the deceased bride. So mimele, that's the pshat in the kalachema. So when can we say that the same Isa, that now in order to understand the lomdes of that Rambam, the way the Rachover explained the Rambam, that the Rambam says kilim sheigarsheno v'nof miyovni is la'afuke where she was mizane tachas Ruvein in the first marriage and he was migarisha and then he remarried her and then she wasn't mizane in the second marriage and then he died, so then she is not considered as an ervo ligabi the yom. Why not? After all, she's asuro. The second marriage was beisah because of liyuchul bailo rishet loshuv likachto, and as a matter of fact, we, according to what the Keset Mishneh says in Pirkei Yud-Alef Hilchas Girashin, so when is the Malkes, when the husband is bo alishtei shezinso, only if he divorces her and then he remarries her, because then it's implicit in the Pshidish Mikro. If he doesn't divorce her and he's just bo aleo, so it's nichlo on the love, but Malkes there isn't, it's a love shebecholes. So then, on the contrary, in such a case the Yisrael is even more homo, because then there is Malkes. But in a case where he's not Migarisha and we marry her, then there is no Malkes. So there is more of a reason to say that if there is Aloche of Tumok Sipoka Arayes in the case where she didn't divorce her and then he died, so certainly in the case where he divorced her and he remarried her and then he died, so it certainly should be the Aloche of Tumok Sipoka Arayes. The Yisrael is more homo, there is Malkes. But so what's the reason as to why in that case the Rambam says that the aloch of tumok sivik arayes ligabi yibm uchlitze doesn't apply? Because the aloch of tumok sivik arayes could have no meaning if without the kalachema in neschalo b'mutalo b'yosal v'kokolsh, because then she would be an elva to the deceased brother, to the husband, not to the yom. So why should it be makia zike? Only the elbow to the yom is mafkia zike and of herself and the tzore, not the Yisrael elbow in the Baal. So the pshat is because of the kalachema. So mele, this kalachema tells us that the same love of Yuchu Bailo or Rishe that applies to the Baal applies to the yom too. Why? So what's the pshat in the kalachema? There's the kalachema. The pshat in kalachema is in neshol mutalo basalo kokolchun biyosalo, because the whole heter to the yom. After all, there is an isarish esach. She's asuro. She should be an elbow to the yom.
But the whole, so there is a special heter. The Torah took off the Yisar Yishesach because of him. Why? Because him, in his sense, constitutes an extension of the Yishes of the Sis brother. So, Mimele, when can we say that the same Yisar of the Yuchel Bailo Orishin Moshev Likachto that applies to the husband applies to the Yovan too, if the Yivn is an extension? Is an extension because the Yisar arose in that Ishes and the Yivn happens to be an extension of that Ishes. That is only Shayach, even Ishishish is Mizane, and he's not Migarasher, and then he dies, so then the Yivn is an extension of that Ishes in which Ishes the Yisar arose. So Mele we apply the Kalachemer, Ibneschalo Bimutalo, Biosalo Kolchim. But if Shishish was Mizane, and he was Migalisha, and then he remarried her, and then in the second marriage, even though the whole marriage was Misa, but she was faithful, and she wasn't Mizane, so she did not become Oser on him in the Ishes that is to be extended to the Yiv. So Mele the whole Kalachemer doesn't apply. So Mele, so when he marries her, so he will not be even the Yisar of the Yuchel Bailo or Ishin Loshev Lekachto. Because that Yisar didn't arise in the Ishes that is to be extended. That is to be Nimshach to the Yim. So Mimele, since the Kalachema doesn't apply to such a case, so Mimele it's not Shayach to say that it should be Mafkia Zike, because only the Yisar Elva to the Yom is Mafkia Zike, not the Yisar Elva to the Baal. So that's why the Meiri says, so Vizboya Sheimesa Baal Kedem Sheigarsheno Asur Yom Mikalachemer. So he emphasized the Rambam's expression of Kedem Sheigarsheno Ligabi Asur Yom Mikalachemer, because he Imesa Baal Liachashigyosho Iso Vachashen Iso. So then it's not Asur Yom Mikalachemer, because when does the Kalachemer apply? Only when the Yisar arose in the Ishes that is to be Nimshach to the Yiv. But here in the case where he was Megarasha and then he remarried her, and in the second Ishes she wasn't Mizane. So Mimele, the Yisar arose in the previous Ishes. So it's so it is just as if, let's say, Rochel had been married to another man. To another man, not to Reuven. And she was Mizane in that Ishes. And then the other man was Megarasha. Then, after the other man was Megarasha, so Reuven married Rochel. And in the Ishes of Reuven, she wasn't Mizane. So of course, then everybody will say, then it's another portion. Then he died. So everybody will say that the Aloche of Ineschalo B'mutalo B'asalo Yokolshkin doesn't apply. So even if it happened to be the same man, but different Ishes, so the Kalachemer of Ineschalo B'mutalo B'asalo Yokolshkin doesn't apply. So maybe she is not an Elvo to the Yom. To whom is she an Elvo? To the husband, because of the first Ishes. So an Elvo to the husband is not Mafkiazik. I think that's the Rachova said that Pshat in the Rambam, but that's the obvious Pshat in the Rambam. I saw someone else, a certain Sefer, he said the Pshat, I don't think that makes sense, the Pshat. Isha shezin sotachas bailo, birotzin uveilim, umeis kedem sheigarsheno, so is lafuke, if she is tachas bailo, so is lafuke in the case, it doesn't make sense that the pshat, as I mentioned. Doesn't make sense altogether. Doesn't even deserve to be refuted. All right, anyway. All right. Now let's proceed with the more. Boy minei Rav Yude Rav Sheshes. Hamar ze grushosei mishenises. Umeis. Tzoros omar. Alibe de Rav Yisi ben Kippe aluti boil. Kib dom Rav Yisi ben Kippe atumov mar ze grushosei mishenises. Tzoros omeis. So according to Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, so Ishishishazin, so is not even included in the love of Yichud Bailo Rishon. What is included in the love of Yichud Bailo Rishon? Moshe Lekachto, only Mazik Roshose. And since we have a Droshe of Tumoksive Karayes, some Mele Dedroshe of Tumoksive Karayes must apply to must apply to Mazakol Shos. Vi mishum dichsi bo teivoi. He teivo. Vimboneo teivo. So in other words, hotzorosa teivo. In other words, because there are two alternatives. We can darshan teivo he. He teivo vimtzorosa teivo. But we can darshan he teivo vimboneo teivo. But not that tzoroso is teivo. So, but I mean, he teivo vimboneo. Vein boneo teivin, but tzoroso could be teivo. So tzoroso is teivo not because of the droshe of he to teivo he, but because of tumaksivik karayis. It's not. I mean, we certainly couldn't deduce from teivo he that tzoroso teivo, because teivo he is mimayit. It's not marbe something else. But the Gemara says v'mishum dechsiv bo teivo he teivo vein boneo teivin. So in other words, we are not hot zoroso teivo, that we are not me my zoroso. So since we are not me my zoroso, so mele we can be marbe, but certainly teivo he is not marbe zoroso. Says teivo he, it's not marbe anything. But since it's not me my zoroso, so mele it can be included in the droshe, it can be nisrabe in the droshe of tumoksivakarais. So there is no shy that according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Kippur that the whole posik deals exclusively with Marzik Roshosei. So the droshe of Tumoksiv Arayis applies to Marzik Roshosei, and the tzor is asur. The tzor is asur. Kiti boy lo chalibe the Rabbon. The Rabbon say that this posik includes not only a nisya. Implies not only a nisya against Marzik Roshosei, but also it also implies a nisya against the Shishisha Zinso. So Mimele, and the expression of Tume, so applies to a Shishisha Zinso. But we could say, even though it applies to a Shishisha Zinso, but it also applies to Marzik Roshosei. Aval Gadom Rabbonon Tuma Biseito Dersiv Eimit Koyeitze Mide Pshutei. Because the bulk of the Pasik, the Pshutei of the bulk of the Pasik, we said that this expression Achri Asher Utamo, so must have reference to Seite Shezinso, to Eishishi Shezinso. But the bulk of the expression, the Pshutei of the bulk of the expression, so has certainly reference to Marzik Roshosei, so mele we have to apply the droshe of Tumoksivik Arayis also to Marzik Roshosei, and Mitkoyisim Shutei, or Dilma Kimdi Ikarika. Right, that's one Loshen. So according to the first Loshen, according to Alibet Rabbi Yisim Ben Kippur, there is no Shaila, that the Tzor is Asur, and the whole Shaila as to whether the Tzor is Muteres or not is Alibet Rabbonon. But Alibet Rabbi Yisim Ben Kippur certainly asur. Iked Amre Alibet Rabbonon Lo Tiboyloch Kindi Isaker Isaker. So Mimele the old Roshe of the Tumoksivik Arayis is limited to say Ishishishe Zinso, to say it, not to Marzik Roshos. Kiti Boyloch Alibet Rabbi Yisim Ben Kippur Mai Avol Gavdom Rabbi Yisim Ben Kippur Tumo Bimarzik Roshos Yudichsive Midrachmone Hiteivo Vein Tzeroso Teivo. So there is a special Zeres HaKosuv of Hiteivo Vein Tzeroso Teivo. So Mimele Rabbi Yisrael Ben Kippur will not darshan the whole droshe of Tumoksivik Arayis Oidilmo Hiteivo Vein Boneo Teivi, but Hotzoroso could be Teivo. So Mimele he darshans the droshe of Tumoksivik Arayis. Now Teisve says, now let's see what Teisve says at the very beginning. I mean, before we proceed with the Gemara, just the first few lines in the Teisve. The first few lines. Then we'll go over the whole Teisve a little later. Higuf etzorosomar. Now let's go over the Rashi first. Tzorosomar. Tzorosomar li siyabim tzoroso. Komeiso. Vigomo tume marayis. Vimishim dechzibo teivo hi. So in other words, that's the first lashon. That Alibet Rabbi Yisrael Ben Kippur also loyti boil. Certainly also, because the whole posik deals exclusively with Marzik Roshosei, but the teivo he the mashem biyute hebrew it's also equal mitrash mita abonel the imbito imenu psulolikun. Now let's see the tesis. He gufelo mi boyalei the rabbi yisim in kitra vaday ptorom nachlitzem rayim the two meksiv bo karayis ul rabbono name he gufet pshite dechletzes lo misyabenis da afilo im tim tzoleina kim di sakir isakir. That's one alternative. That's one alternative. In the first Losh, I mean, this is the Gemara says in the first. That's one alternative in the first Losh. That's one alternative in the first Losh. Or the Gemara says it be pshites in the second Losh. Da filu intim tzoleima, kim di sakir isakir. But misyabemesh is not mikawachin. So because of something else, not because of the droshe of tumoksi bekarayis, but because of the kalachina, the hashdim mutalon esro basolik kolsh vim tim tzaleim aname de mikro yeitzei mide pshutei. So memele tzoras marzik reshosei tzoras marzik reshosei is asuro, but only potrom in achlit. Even the marz the murzeres herself, not only the tzor. Even the Mosaic says, "The Asel, given the Ika Kro, the Tume Besetiksid, will not be Mazak Roshosei. Mishul Nimstabul Mikra Tume Nisuit Roshek Parishes Leil." All right. Now, so Tetzvah says in so many words that he gufelu miboyalei the Rabbi Yisi ben Kifah Vaday Ptura Menachlitzem Rayim, the Tume Oksid Bokarayis. So that goes without saying that according to Rabbi Yisi ben Kifah, the Mosaic says, is Ptura not only of Yivim but of Chlitzet. That goes without saying that according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Kippa, the Murzeres herself is Ptura even from Chlitzet. That's Tesvah Shite. But the Ramban and the Rashba, they disagree with Tesvah. And according to them, so Marzek Mar, there is a fundamental distinction between Marzek Roshosei, the Murzeres. The Murzeres of Marzak Roshosei and Seite. So by Seite, now the Shitas arrived is that even we got Seite. So the Seite herself is Seite Vada Itzrichachlitz. But I mean, all the other Rishayim are Chilik and Rai. So the Ramban and the Rashba, so even while they are Chilik and Rai, and they say that Ligabei Seite, so the Seite herself is Ptura Menachlitze, but they say, the Ramban and the Rashba say, Murzeres, even Alibid Rabbi Yisi ben Kippach, even Alibid Rabbi Yisi ben Kippach is required to have Chlitze. So there is a distinction. So the Ramban and the Rashba are Chilik and Tesis. According to Tesis, so Alibid Rabbi Yisi ben Kippach, so Murzeres, in Marzik Roshosei, has the same status as Seite. Lididon, is Ptorom in Achlitzem Raib. But according to Ramban and the Rashba, so Murzeres of Marzak Roshosei, even Alibid Rabbi Yisi ben Kippah, is required to have Chlitze. Now, what's the Machlekes between Teisves and Ramban and Rashba? So the Machlekes is on this question. Now, we see the Teite, I mean, according to all, except the Raivet. So, according to all, except the Raivet, except the Ritva expresses even a bigger Chidesh, we'll soon discuss the Ritva Shit. But I mean, according to most Rishayim, so Seite is Pturo Minach, Seite Vadai is Pturo Minachlitze Minayivim, and she asks the Tzore, she patters the Tzore, so the Tzore too is Pturo Minachlitze Minayivim. So, according to Teisves, so both halachas that the Seite herself is Turam Nachlitzem Naivim and that the Tzoro is Kumeiso are deduced from the Xerzakosuv of Tumaksiv Vekarayis. In other words, because the Xerzakosuv of Tumaksiv Vekarayis implies that Seite is